Our house was very small.
It was a small house, but it was warm.
Coming down the hill in a vehicle down the hill and sliding and slipping. And
there would be ice a half inch thick on the inside of the window because it would be so cold up there.
They'd put these jars of milk in a boiler and put cold water on it to keep it cool.
Mom washed them by hand, and we had to carry the water in.
No one ever thought of me as whirlwind, I don't think.
And then when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, and we were going to listen to the show that night, and that's when the news bulletins kept coming in about Pearl Harbor being bombed.
Even my own mother said, "What are you up to now?"
We had 400 head of yearlings, 100 head of cows that we calved every year.
The first sermon she heard me preach later on, she said to me, "Before you started to preach, I thought, I'm going to get under the pew. I'm just going to get under the pew because he's going to do something."